Artemis Fowl, a psychological assessment. Extract from the teenage years. By the age of 13, our subject, Artemis Fowl, was showing signs of an intellect greater than that of any human since Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Artemis had beaten European chess champion Ivan Khashoggi in an online tournament, patented over 27 inventions, and won the architectural competition to design Dublin's new opera house. He had also written a computer program that diverted millions of dollars from Swiss bank accounts to his own, forged over a dozen impressionist paintings, and cheated the fairy people out of a substantial amount of gold. The question is why? What drove Artemis to get involved in criminal enterprises? The answer lies with his father. Artemis Fowl Sr. was the head of a criminal empire that stretched from Dublin's Docklands to the back streets of Tokyo. But he had ambitions to establish himself as a legitimate businessman. He bought a cargo ship, stocked it with 250,000 cans of cola, and set course for Murmansk in northern Russia, where he had set up a business deal that could have proved profitable for decades to come. Unfortunately, the Russian mafia decided that they did not want an Irish tycoon cutting himself a slice of their market, and sank the Fowl Star in the Bay of Kola. Artemis Fowl I was declared missing, presumed dead. Artemis Jr. was now the head of an empire with limited funds. In order to restore the family fortune, he embarked on a criminal career that would earn him over £15 million in 2 short years. This vast fortune was mainly spent financing rescue expeditions to Russia. Artemis refused to believe that his father was dead, even though every passing day made it seem more likely. Artemis avoided other teenagers and resented being sent to school, preferring to spend his time plotting his next crime. So even though his involvement with the Goblin Uprising during his 14th year was to be traumatic, terrifying, and dangerous, it was probably the best thing that could have happened. At least he spent some time outdoors and got to meet some new people. It's a pity most of them were trying to kill him. Report compiled by Dr. J. Argon, B. Psych for the LEP Academy Files.